Whew. I just ran. I haven't run in a while. Ran to get inside. So all morning I've been outside working on my car. And so yeah, it was I went and took it for a test drive around the block, and then I was like, oh well, let me go up and down the street. I replaced the battery terminal and the air filter and gave it some oil and a few other like maintenance update kind of tasks, check the spark plugs, all that stuff. But whew, the heat really sucks it out of you. I did not realize that it was already 1900 UTC. And so when I saw it on my phone, I said, oh no, and I ran in. So I'm very sorry to be late. I'll just take a moment. I'll launch up Calm. I guess I'm gonna play a song for you. It's just a sh until I get a few headlines pulled up. I have them bookmarked from this morning, but I forgot to set my alarm. All right. It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Whew. Well, as I said, I'm sorry for being late, but I've managed to get into Calm, and we've got a whole 7 minutes before the Dubious Skulls Committee with Tobe starts up a terrifically fun show. I've got water in the kettle, but I didn't turn it on yet, because as I said at the top, I have been outside working. It is 36 degrees centigrade outside. I'm probably going to take my watch off. The watch is all wet. It's getting cold inside now that I'm in the air conditioner. Let me see what 30, I forget what 36 is. 97 degrees. It's 97 degrees Fahrenheit. Feels like 103. I was not in the shade, and I started getting shaky. That was when I was like, oh, I probably should go inside and drink water. So anyway, hopefully I don't have brain damage. We'll find out. But hello to Calm and Jeff and Stug and Claudio M and Utsuho and everyone out there in Calmland. There are a few headlines. Of course, I can't leave you with can't. It wouldn't be Monday if we didn't get a chance to talk about death and destruction and all the sad things happening out in the world. So, well, we'll just go ahead and do that. I'm gonna go ahead and open all bookmarks and tell you what's happening. So, first up, in Copenhagen, a shooting. A gunman has killed three people in a shopping mall. Gunman killed three people and injured another four at a shopping mart in Denmark's capital of Copenhagen. The victims are two Danish 17-year-olds and a 47-year-old Russian. Two Danes and two Swedes were wounded. One remains critical. Police said the suspected shooter, age 22, had mental health issues, and there is no indication of a terror motive. The suspect, who was described as an ethnic Dane by police, will face questioning by a judge on Monday, which is today. Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said Denmark had suffered a cruel attack. She said she wanted to encourage Danes to stand together and support each other. The deadly shopping mall attack took place as Denmark celebrated hosting the first three stages of the Tour de France for the first time. Yes, Synth Battle Royale is a fun one. Check it out on anonradio.com. Just look at the DJ page and you'll find it. Oh, they replay every day? Let's hit equal sign and see what's happening here. Da-da-da-da-da. Synth Battle Royale review happens at 1100 UTC on Tuesday, and I'm guessing in the future it's just at 1100 UTC when there's an empty chunk, I guess. So that's cool. I will check that out. Also, if you haven't gotten a chance, Harmonica Player has a show called Audio Theater, and it's old radio. It's like old radio stuff. Radio programs like what was it? I was listening to a bunch. Oh, like Sherlock Holmes audio stories and stuff like that. But yeah, 11 UTC, Jeff. But catch it then or whenever you can. All right. So Copenhagen had a shooting. Turkey has detained a Russian-flagged grain ship from the Ukraine. A cargo ship carrying grain from a Russian-occupied region of Ukraine has been detained by Turkish customs authorities. Vasil Bodnar says, "We have full cooperation. The ship is currently standing at the entrance to the port. It has been detained by the customs authorities of Turkey. We've tracked the Russian flagship, the Zibik Zoli, on its route from the Ukrainian port of Berdynsk to Karasu on the Turkish Black Sea coast. It's not clear where its cargo came from or how it was obtained, but Russia has been accused of stealing grain from areas of Ukraine it controls." Berdynsk is in Ukraine's southern Zaporizhia region on the Sea of Azov. And of course, you know the reason why I'm excited about it, because there is a map. And you can find that map. You can find that at sdf.org/l/3Q. That's /Lima/3, the numeral 3, Q, like Quebec. So all lowercase, sdf.org/l/3Q. News of the ship's departure was announced on social media app Telegram by Yevhen Belitsky, who was recently appointed by Russia as governor of the occupied area. Mr. Belitsky said 7,000 tons of grain would be sent to friendly countries. So we'll see how this plays out. We're low on time, so I'm just going to give you the headlines. These are things that I think you might want to know about. A glacier has collapsed in the Italian Alps. A video was captured when an ice mass collapsed down the slopes of Marmolada in the northern Italian Alps. At least 5 people were killed after being caught in the avalanche sparked by the collapse. Emergency officials said 8 others were injured, with 2 people suffering serious injuries. Also, 2 New York beaches are closed after shark attacks. Zach Gallo was reportedly participating in a water training exercise when the incident occurred on Long Island. Tobe's life is considerably less map-centric than it used to be. You know, it depends on how far away you're going or where you're going. Homeland Security has warned against crossing the U.S.-Mexico border after people died in the truck. Surprise. And, well, Google is going to delete location history for abortion clinic visits. The company said that sensitive places, including fertility center clinics and addiction treatment centers, will be erased. Google will delete location data showing when users visit an abortion clinic, the online search company said on Friday, after concern a digital trail could inform law enforcement an interventional terminates a pregnancy illegally. Of course, we all know that the federal government has, thanks to Snowden, with Prism and everything, Google doesn't really have to cooperate. All their data goes to the government anyway. So, anyway, be mindful of the apps you have on your phone and the surveillance you're giving away. Speaking of which, Apple and Android phones were hacked by some Italian spyware, but we'll have to talk about that tomorrow because it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a super fun show. Stick around.